This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 855-993-7569. Sheila, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I to help you?
Hi, Dr. Brown. I have a question for you, but I just want to give you a little bit of background first.
Okay. Sure.
I have my in-laws are coming in this weekend for Easter. My brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and their four children.
Okay.
So they will be here Easter morning. I always do Easter baskets for my children.
Okay.
And they do not. It's not that they don't believe in Easter. It's just not something that they do. So I want to do it for my children, but then I don't want to hurt the feelings of the other kids. They're all little kids, like 8 and under.
Okay.
I'm not sure what to do.
Why don't we, how many kids, so there are four of them. Tell me about how elaborate the Easter baskets are. I mean, they have bunnies and eggs and the little green grass. And do they, I mean, are they, tell me how you're, how many kids do you have?
I have two. So when I do them, I usually, you know, spend quite a bit of money, put toys in them, candy. So I probably spend maybe $30 a kid.
Okay. How about if we do two sets of Easter baskets? Okay.
Okay,
we do one for your kids with all the hoo-ha in it, and they maybe even get those the night before, maybe after the Easter baskets, after everybody's left, okay? My mother, believe it or not, this is one of my most embarrassing college moments. My mother, this isn't exactly why she did it, but my mother had us convince his children that you did the Easter egg hunt on the Monday after Easter, because my mother would then go to wherever and get all this stuff for half price. And, you know, we grew up poor, and she had six kids, and so we would always do the Easter egg hunt on Monday. So I go to college, and I say to everybody, gee, come to my room, and we'll do the Easter egg hunt. And everybody, of course, shows up on Sunday morning, and I'm saying, no, it's tomorrow. So never mind. That's a terrible story. But nevertheless, all right. So do you, the hoo-ha for your kids. How old are your kids?
Mine are 5 and 8.
Perfect. So do one set of Easter baskets. Do six Easter baskets that are kind of generic, that are maybe, I don't know, whatever you spend, $4 or $5 a piece on the, with the eggs and the, you know, the cute little peeps and that kind of stuff. And everybody gets one of those on Easter. And then your kids get the elaborate ones probably after, because if you give to them before, they're going to say, do you want to see our Easter basket?
Right.
Which is not deadly, but I mean, look, here's a chance to be the gracious hostess. So I would do it just, and it sounds like fun, and you can actually involve your kids in it if you want.
Right.
And let's do Easter baskets for your cousins.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Don't you think? And it'll be fun. And
yeah.
And your kids will get into it, and then they can have their, well, gee, look, you know, after everybody left, the Easter money has left some extra baskets, maybe because you guys were his helpers.
That's a good idea. I knew you would have the answer.
Don't forget my Easter bunny. And look, milk chocolate, not so much. I want the... Oh, did you know they make chocolate-covered peeps?
I didn't know that.
You did or did not?
I did not.
Now you do. You came... Listen, when it comes to chocolate, I was the first person in this area who ever knew about Dove chocolate bar ice cream bars, and I now tell you about chocolate peeps, so...
All right, you're a chocolateologist, among other things.
I'm a chocolateologist, yes. So, you know, your kids will have a great time at it, and then they can the bunny helpers can have, after everybody leaves, can have their helper basket as well. And you'll be the hero. Your sister-in-law will love it. And because they're not enormously elaborate, she won't feel presumably threatened. And you can even do one for the grown-ups if you want to.
All right, that sounds like a great idea. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome. Did you guys see my cute little bunny tail? Maybe not.
Thank you.
That was a non sequitur. Yeah, I have to be a little careful with the hacking of the website. All right, 855, thanks, Sheila. 855-993-7569. I love holidays, and I love other people's festivals, and I love doing, making, because look, if you think about it, what is a holiday? A holiday is an opportunity to say, today is different. Let's do something different. And holidays are memorable because of that. Holidays are the things that show us who we were. They project into the future. We can compare them. Because if I said, can you compare 3 weeks ago Tuesday to 4 weeks ago Tuesday? Probably not, right? If I say, can you compare last New Year's Eve to the one before? You may not remember all the particulars, but because they're extraordinary days, there's very likely more resonance with them. You're going to remember more, and that's kind of part of the point. All right, so Easter Basket Central here, and they do make chocolate-covered peeps. You didn't know that, did you, Manny?
I did not know that.
Now you know. As I said, chocolate, you know, if they ever give a PhD in chocolate, I'll have sticky fingers. All right, let's go back to anything that's lost lately. All right.
All right, we'll continue on with Jennifer says, I lost a carcinoid tumor. Hope it stays lost forever.
Amen. Goodbye, carcinoid tumor.
Mary says, two socks, not a pair.
Isn't that irritating? Yes. Clearly, there is a sock demon that sits in the agitator part of our wash machine and decides that they only like left-handed socks, right, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're new, they're much tastier. Who likes old socks with holes in them? I agree. There's just something irritating. And you can look underneath. And you never find it out, right? Tell me if I'm right or wrong on this. You never find out that you've lost the sock when you put it in the dryer. It's when it's coming out of the dryer that you realize that you're a sock short, right? You're putting them away.
Yep.
And so then what's the first thing you do? Well, the first thing you do is look in the dryer. They're not there. Then the thing is that you look in the washing machine, and they're not there. So then you do things like shake out the sheets because, especially with the contoured edges, they're not hiding there. The sock monster has had a buffet. I agree. Irritating. So, the obvious thing to do is just wear the mismatched socks, and if anybody says anything, say I have another pair like them exactly at home. Works every time. I just thought I'd pass that along. It's kind of like chocolate peeps. All right, keep going.
Barbara says, money. We were just told no raises this year.
Well, technically you didn't lose it. You just didn't get it. Right, and that's how you have to think about it. I know. Isn't it interesting that what comes to money is where we get all of our, well, you know, it should have been this. They cheated me out of that. I agree. But technically, you didn't lose it. You just didn't get it. It's because you're counting on it. I know. You didn't win the lottery, but you did. I mean, think about that statement. I didn't win the lottery. No one wins the lottery.
You do not win the lottery.
I lost millions of dollars. It was actually, where was I, someplace where a woman got $25 on her lottery ticket. And, of course, I'm the next person in line. And, of course, what does the guy say to you? I swear to you, tell me if this hasn't happened to everybody. You're standing behind the person who cashes in their lottery ticket and gets $25. And you said, wow, that's great. Terrific. Congratulations. And what does the guy who sold in the lottery ticket and cashed in said? You can't believe how much she's lost on the lottery, right? Happens every time. And you know it's basically true. And it's always people who can't really afford to bet on the lottery. And it's like any gambler, right? They always talk about their winnings, never about their losses. I don't know. All right, keep going.
Leah says, lost touch with my brothers. Not sure why. Guess everyone is busy.
How about deciding that that's a loss that you're not willing to endure? That you're going to get in touch with them separately. Do not send a group email, but maybe pick up the phone. Remember phones? And call up and say, hey, I miss you. Let's have lunch. When can we do it? All right? That's a loss that's easy to repair. And the sooner you do it, the better. And don't wait on them. And if they say, well, I'm kind of busy, just don't take no for an answer. Be cheerful and stupid and relentless. Because that's a loss that you can turn into a win instantly, to an asset, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brink.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Alrighty. So, what if you lost?
Here. Denise says, I actually found one of the mixer's beaters yesterday.
One of the what?
She says, one of the mixer's beaters yesterday.
Mixer.
Oh, I get what she's saying. She's talking about like a mixer, like if you're, if you're like an egg beater, kind of one of those electric.
Oh, like a Mixmaster kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where'd she find it?
I don't know. She does not specify.
Okay.
She had lost it.
I'm glad you found one. Oh, you know what? I bet you found one of the beaters for the Mixmaster.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
I bet you that's what you found.
Yeah, that's what she said, yeah.
Folks, it's like a game of charades. All right, fair enough.
Connie says, a roll of blue masking tape. Cannot find it anywhere. Didn't loan it. Haven't used it in a long time. But it's not where it should be, and there's nowhere else it might be. Maybe I'll check the fridge.
No, you know where it is. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but the sock monster got it. He's taping all of those socks together. I know, it sounds unlikely, but that's where it is. You know, you can buy that stuff for not very much. I think the whole thing costs like $4 or something. I mean, at some point, I know it's really irritating to lose things. That's part of the reason I put it up, is I figure it gets, you know, it gets it off your chest. But there's certain things that you can sort of replace relatively easily and quickly, and it may not be worth the time and effort. I mean, keys, you're going to have to find them sooner or later. Plus, when you lose keys, the question is not only did you lose them, but who found them? Which is another issue.
Yeah.
So don't put your identification on your keys, folks. All right, let's see what else we got.
Francis just says dentures.
Says what?
Dentures.
Dentures? I don't even want to know. How would you lose your dentures? Forget where you put them? Where are you going to put them? I mean, you're going to put them in the same place all the time, aren't you? In a glass.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although apparently, I went to the Lost and Found because I lost a pair of sunglasses, which I'm always losing. Sunglasses, umbrellas, and gloves. Okay, so what can I tell you? But you can't believe. Just for fun, most subway systems, most transit systems have a Lost and Found that you can go online. And you're not going to believe the things that people have lost, including dentures. I mean, how would you lose your dentures on a plane? I guess, or on a train. I guess the idea being that they were in a pocketbook or something, right? And it fell open. I don't know. Otherwise, or you fell asleep and they popped out. I don't know. I don't know how to even think about that. But you should. People have lost wooden legs. And crutches. I mean, presumably if you need a crutch, wouldn't you know that you didn't have it with you? I don't know. Although, I lose umbrellas and whatever, so I suppose I should not make fun of people who lose other things. But dentures would seem to me to be not the world's easiest thing to lose. But then I don't have dentures, so maybe I'm wrong. All right, keep going.
Antonio says, wallet with driver's license and credit and debit cards. Lucky for me, it was turned in to the police.
Wow. Do you know where you lost it?
It does not say. That would be terrifying for me.
Well, it's not only, I mean, I keep a track of, I have two credit cards. I have more than that, but those are the only two I use. And what happens, interestingly enough, is the credit card company calls me and says, is this you? So, and in fact, I've not lost them, and people have found them, that they now have these electronic things where they can read it while it's still in your wallet. They don't even need to have it in their hand, because I've had it in my hand, and somebody else has used it. But credit card companies are pretty good about it. But it takes so long, and the credit card companies are better about it than that, too, that they actually will send you a new credit card pretty quickly because they want you to spend.
Yeah.
The fraud, I think I told you, I was not going to tell the story in there, but since I started, I guess I have to. I lost a charger and some cash. No, that was true. That went through, it was clear what happened because it was in my carry-on. That went through security, and it is quite clear. But when I lost, I think, some stockings or something, someone just, I don't know, walked off with them or something, and I have a credit card that if something's lost in the first 90 days, lost or stolen, that they'll cover it. So I called up and I said, look, this is kind of stupid, and it was probably my fault. I probably just left it someplace. is it covered? They said, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we'll get you in touch. And so they referred me to another phone number, and I called up, and they said, was it in your luggage? So, which I thought was a start. It wasn't. It was most likely my fault. I don't know. Someone may have taken it from me. But I think what happened is I left it on the seat and when I went to the ladies' room, and they took it, and then I just wasn't aware of it until I got home and thought, wait a minute, I have another bag. But for their first question to be, was it in your luggage? Let me tell you what that tells you about, huh? Sigh. I know, we're getting to be a sticky-fingered society. You know, the idea of, well, they have more than I have, so it's okay for me to take it, is not okay. Conscience, folks, conscience. All right, keep going.
Elizabeth says, I lost my best friend, Nancy, just before Christmas. We were friends for 34 years, and she was a sister I never had. Missed her so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. It was really funny. I was talking, not funny, it was interesting. I was talking with somebody last night. I went to see Batman versus Superman, which I will review for you tomorrow. And he was talking about having lost friends. And I said, you know, one of the things that I discovered quite accidentally in the last week, having lost a friend, was it depended on the response that you got depended on the age of the person you were talking to. If I was talking with somebody who was younger than I was, and I said, you know, I lost my friend, they said, oh, I'm so sorry. If I was talking to somebody who was older, they said, you're at the age where you're going to lose people. And it was very interesting because I had lost, and I've said before, I lost a lot of people very early on because of AIDS, and then hadn't really lost people for a while. And I had a cousin, a first cousin who died when he was 13. So that was my sort of first introduction to that whole kind of mourning kind of thing. But the idea being that loss depends on age, and that if you get to a certain age, I mean, if you talk to your grandparents, what they'll say is that they check the obituaries every day just to see how many of their friends are left. So it's a whole different issue depending on age, which I had never really thought about. I guess that's because I wasn't old enough to think about it. Now I'm getting to that point where I'm almost old enough to think about it. Soon, folks, soon. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, folks, to get something on your mind, you've got about 20 minutes to get in touch with me. Please do not wait till the 19th minute, because then I'm just not going to have a whole lot of time to help you, and I just assume have a whole lot of time to help you. So call me now, 855-993-7569. All right, so we have another loss one, huh?
Yeah, we have one more from Boyd, and Boyd says, hopefully Lyme disease. January, I finished 9 months on 2 antibiotics for chronic Lyme, which I got between 1982 and 1988. I get blood tests done in May to see if any Lyme is still in me. Lyme is a good thing to lose as it is on its way to killing me.
Does Lyme disease actually kill you? I know it can make you very sick. Does it actually kill you?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's a tick. It's deer tick. Yeah. And the other thing, I had I have a friend who's had has bed bugs. All right, don't ask me how I know. I know because he told me. Mm-hmm. And he's had a roommate, and he obviously can't have a roommate because he's got bed bugs. And I said, well, but they're not that hard to get rid of, I don't think. So, well, I have a dog, so I told him not to use chemicals. I said, why don't you put the dog with one of your neighbors or put your dog in a kennel for a day or two? Get rid of the bed bugs. So I guess there are lots of things that we want to lose. Mine is, my latest is, I was whining to Manny, if you don't, folks, did you know this? If you leave your house for any length of time, for say more than a week or so, you should have somebody, or maybe a little more than that, maybe 2 weeks, to go and run the water in your sinks and your tubs and your showers and flush your johns. Because if not, what happens is water gets stuck in the drain and your house can smell very funky. And it turns out that the plumbing stuff, the washers and stuff, can actually dry out. And that funky smell is very hard to get rid of. And it turns out, I'm finding out all this stuff about plumbing that I'm not sure I wanted to know, that your john sits on wax, which, because the weight of the john sort of seals it, and if you don't use that particular john for a while, it can dry out, and then you get the famous sewer smell. I knew you guys want to know this. See, I know about chocolate peeps and johns. I don't look for a metaphor there. Do not look for an arc, all right? Don't do it. Don't do it. It will make you unhappy. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. How about we do a program director and get me off this particular subject?
All right, I think
good plan, huh?
Yeah, it is a good plan.
Good plan.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay, well, I forgot that we actually had that kind of cool little, who was it? Some one of my program directors actually said that idea and said, okay, why don't you just start doing this? So I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like it.
This is from Veronica, and she says, Dr. Joy, I would like for you to talk about why there are people that dislike other people so much when they talk about those people in general, like examples being different culture or race. But they can be friends with a particular member or members of that group.
Yeah, isn't that one of those interesting things? One of my best friends is. And I think by saying that, what they're doing is dismissing their racism, which is, by definition, racism is attributing characteristics to a group of people that, and if you think about it, what group of people want, I mean, think about this for a moment. Think about what groups you belong to, whether it's your height or your weight or your eye color or your hair color or your religion or your skin color or your ethnicity or your religion or your neighborhood or your state or your marital status. All right. And think about the attributes that you have, the things that are positive. Do you want any of those attributed to any of those other characteristics? Do you want people to say, well, you are just really clever because you are blue-eyed, and everybody knows blue-eyed people are really smart or really clever, right? You don't want it that, right? You want your attributes to be personal. People to say, wow, you must have really studied hard, or you have a really quick wit, or you're really good at making apple pie, or whatever. You want your attributes to be attributed to your hard work and your abilities. On the other hand, the things that you don't do so well, you don't want someone to say, well, you must be clumsy because you have red hair, right? You don't want the negative things that are true in your life to be attributed to something over which you have no control. Because if those negativities are associated with something over which you have no control, in theory, you have no control over changing that behavior. So you're stuck with it, right? So either way you look at it, whether you're looking at it as praise or somebody insulting you, you don't want it attributed to you. On the one hand, it takes away your hard work if it's an asset. On the other hand, it takes away your ability to change it if it's negative. So any way you look at it, you want to have personal accountability for your assets and for your deficiencies, right? That's what all of us want. Because on the one hand, that way we can feel that we're different and we shine and we're getting appreciation for our hard work. On the other hand, we have some possibility of changing it. So by definition, racism takes away that individual, both responsibility, hard work, ability to change, and attributes it to something that's immutable, something over which you have no choice and no control. And most of us don't want that inflexibility in our life. We want praise for the things we do well, and we want at least the possibility of changing the things that we do negatively. So any way you look at it, it's a really stupid way of looking at people, because we don't want to be treated that way. And the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, and none of us want to be treated as part of a larger group. Because even if people say, wow, you know, all Republicans are really forward thinkers, we don't want to be viewed as a forward thinker because we're a Republican. We want to be viewed as a forward thinker because we're a forward thinker. Now, we may be proud of being a Republican or not, but being part of a group presumably doesn't offset our own hard work and our own responsibility. So racism, by definition, is counterproductive to individuals, right? Because if you don't want to be treated that way, presumably you don't want that it's not fair. No one else is going to want to be treated that way either. And the idea of, well, you know, all blondes are stupid, but I really like you, is really an attempt to say it's not really racism, because look how open-minded I could be. It's still racism. It's still bigotry. It's still attributing individual characteristics to a group. And no one wants to have their own abilities and their own choices dismissed in that way. And that's what it is. It's dismissive. It's saying that there's something about you that I like that has nothing to do with any of your abilities, and there's something about you that I dislike that there's nothing you can do about either. So it's a really very counterproductive, unsocial, unpleasant thing to do, because none of us want to be treated that way in return. So it's one of those times where the golden rule really makes a lot more sense than it does under other circumstances. It's not only be nice to other people because you want them to be nice to you. It's don't be dismissive of other people, either their strengths or their weaknesses, because you don't want to be dismissed in the same way. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. All right. So that was, I had really never thought of about it in that way, but it is. It's a way of trying to buttress your own bigotry. And what I would do if somebody does that, the question is, what do you do when someone says, well, everybody, say, wow, you know, I think of you as such a smart person. I'm a little surprised to hear you write off an entire group of people that way. And all of us tend to do it because we tend to think in generalities. We tend to see patterns. And I don't see anything wrong with seeing patterns in our own life, but beware of seeing patterns in other people's lives, because you just don't know what the underlying characteristics are. You don't know what's going on for them. And it's hard enough to find patterns in our own lives where we do know, in theory, what we're thinking. Doing it with somebody else is a major waste of time and effort. Alrighty? 855-993-7569. Alright, so Manny, now that we've done that, we've completely destroyed the whole ability for anybody to be a bigot. We've changed the world, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you feel much better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Pardon?
I said, I feel a lot better about
that. Yeah, good. Well, I mean, it hadn't really, no one's ever really asked me the question in exactly that way. And so one of the fun things about you guys asking me questions is I get to think about things. I mean, there are very few jobs on this planet, I think, where you actually have to think every single time, every single moment. It's a huge blessing. I mean, it's a responsibility. And there's no such thing as sort of phoning it in, but it's one of the things that gives me great pleasure in this life. So thank you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. You can do the sounder again? Nah.
Could do it, but it would...
We don't have to. We've already done it. Once every 20 minutes is okay. All right, what do we got?
We got one from Nancy, and Nancy says, Dr. Joy, how do you discern the signs to an unhealthy relationship in a marriage, and what can couples do?
Well, look, unhealthy is anytime you're miserable for some period of time and feel like there's nothing you can do about it, or that your partner isn't interested in doing anything about it. That one person's, I've had couples who had what I thought was really pretty awful relationships, but it was okay with them. Conversely, I've had ones that people were very unhappy. But, you know, looking at it from the outside, it seemed like they were better off than most. So it's a very subjective kind of determination. But, look, I mean, and expecting to be incredibly happy all of the time is ridiculous. I mean, just not going to happen. On the other hand, if you're unhappy most of the time, I think there are events in people's lives where it's very hard to get past it. Sometimes it's an affair. Sometimes it's not being there at an important time for your spouse. Sometimes it's just a sense that that we just don't have anything in common anymore. Sometimes it's a sense, I've told the story before of being at a Christmas night party, not Christmas Eve, but Christmas night. And one woman, everybody was there with a spouse, except this one woman, and the hostess, in a moment of sheer, Amy Vanderbilt was going to throw up in this kind of situation, went up to this woman and said, "Gee, aren't you lonely?" You don't expect anybody to do that, but certainly the hostess. And what she said, and I've never forgotten, she said, "I've never been as lonely since I've been divorced as I was in the marriage." And I think feeling like you're lonely in a marriage is, you're stuck. Because if you're lonely and you're single, you can pick up the phone, you can go online, you can go to a movie, you can eat crackers in bed. If you're lonely in a relationship, there's really no place to escape, and that's a real problem. So I think it's evaluating, and look, everybody's going to have off days. Everybody's going to have days where you think, gee, why did I do this, and you know, what's going on here, and I made the mistake. I mean, that's going to happen to everybody, even in a very good marriage. But if it's happening most of the time, if it's the default position, if it's what you feel most of the time, then I think you have to look and say, well, why am I here? You know, what is it that keeps me in this relationship, and is it worth it to me? And if it is, that's great. And if it's not, then the first thing to do is see, am I able to conceptualize specifically what I want, what would make me happier? Because if you can't, how are you going to communicate? You really should be able to say, it's really important to me that we have a date once a week, or that we sleep in the same bed, or that we're not always arguing about the kids, or that we spend as much time with each other as we do with our friends. I mean, whatever it is, but be able to describe it and conceptualize it very specifically. Because if you can't, how are you going to communicate? And if you can't communicate it, how are you going to change it? So the first thing to do is to be able to identify it. And once you can identify it, then be able to communicate it. And hopefully you and your spouse have set up some kind of situation where you can actually hear each other. And we need to be careful in relationships that whenever we say we need to talk, our spouse doesn't interpret that as, I'm about to be criticized. So you need to make sure that whatever you're communicating isn't about, you're a terrible person, but can we talk about this? Is there a way that the two of us together can be happier about this? Or just asking a simple question of, what would make you happier in this relationship? It's not a bad place to start. And this would work for me. But so, number one, identifying the problem. Number two, being able to describe it in ways that hopefully the other person can understand without making them completely defensive. And then number three, being willing to negotiate. And you haven't heard me mention therapy yet, because I think if you can't conceptualize what the issue is, the therapy is going to be, if not a waste of time, at least a very long, involved, expensive process. Because therapists can't read your mind. You need to be able to say, this is what the problem is. And anything the two of you can do before you go into therapy is much to be valued. Because if nothing else, you don't have to pay anything for it. It's something you can do for yourselves. And then the therapist could maybe help you over a particular hump. A therapist can't make somebody stay in a marriage. A therapist can't make the two of you understand each other, maybe be able to help the two of you hear what the other person is saying. And I think it's important not to go into therapy if one person really wants out and the other person just hanging on for dear life, because you really need both people to have the sense that we really want to stay in this relationship. Because therapy is hard work. Marriage is hard work. So I think at this moment, and as one of my friends said, at some point you just need to say to yourself, do I want to stay or do I want to go? Is this important enough to me? And there's some other issues to look at. If the only reason you're staying is because you don't want to be single, that's a little tough. If the only reason you're staying is because you're afraid you don't want to be alone, that's a little tough. So what you need to do is, if the issue is the only reason I'm staying here is because he's paying the bills or she's paying the bills, get a job. So you can at least evaluate, because sometimes there are people who say, I'm only here because he's paying the bills or she's paying the bills. That's not true. But the only reason you're going to know that is when you get a situation where you can take care of yourself. So evaluate, not on a momentary level of, am I unhappy today? Because there are going to be good days and bad days. But what is it that I want? Is there any way of getting it? How do I conceptualize it? How do I verbalize it to somebody else? And what can I offer them in return for this? So, or you can call me. And that'll help you go through it. But those are basically the steps. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. So we've solved all the world's problems today, have we not?
Yeah. And that last, about all of them. The last part of that answer was perfect, too.
I can't hear you.
I said the last part of that answer was perfect, too. Or they can call you.
They can call me, 855-993-7569. There's something that I read today, which I just got a giggle out of it. I'll read you what it says, and I'll read you what I thought it said. It says, 80-year-old marijuana dealer Marshall Dion sentenced to 10 years in prison. What I thought it said was 80-year-old marijuana dealer Marshall Dillon. It did not have the two L's in it, but Marshall did. You know who Marshall Dillon was?
I don't.
Oh, see, Manny? He was from Gunsmoke. James Arness. Mr. Dillon, it's Doc.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
And Amanda, what was Amanda's name, who was the sexy woman, who the saloon owner, who we had the notion that, first of all, Marshall Dillon was certainly sweeter, but that she was actually a madam. You have to go look up Gunsmoke.
I'll have a good time. All right.
855. And good news, the Detroit mayor is announcing 2 years of free tuition for all Detroit high school graduates. You go, Major Dugan. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent.